Lions added a couple D linemen yesterday, not Za'Darius Smith, and really nothing proven. Do they love Marcus Davenport a little too much here? 248-539-9797. Our football conversations are brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get to the phones here in a second. That question, does Brad Holmes love Davenport too much? And then the headline with Kyle Hamilton, just getting a record-breaking deal for a safety. John, we always look at these deals and think about how it impacts our team.
Yeah,
did the price just go up for Brian Branch?
Oh, it certainly did. I mean, you look at all the top safeties, and most people think Brian Branch is in the top two or three as safeties. Even ESPN, when they did their, you know, let's talk to executives and scouts, he came in at number two behind Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton, 4 years, $100 million.
So 4 years, $100 million. Some other contracts in the safety realm, you've got Antoine Winfield Jr., who is 4 years, $84 million. You've got, obviously, Kirby Joseph on the same team, 4 years, $86 million. You look at the structure, it's a little bit...
Team-friendly.
Team-friendly. The Falcons, Jesse Bates, who is really good. Jesse Bates the third. Mm-hmm. 4 years, $64 million, but he signed that one 2 years ago.
I said the cost just goes up.
Yeah, Xavier McKinney, who signed his contract with Green Bay.
Good player.
A year ago, so it's just before the 24 season, 4 years, $68 million. And so, yeah, the price just keeps going up. If he is going to, he's going to sign for more than, I think, Kirby Joseph.
Yeah.
And he's going to be right there in the realm of Kyle Hamilton, and a year from now, it's probably going to be more.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton's the better safety, but a year from now, I mean, we know it. The highest paid guy is not always the best guy at the position. I think it's a starting point for the conversation. 4 years, $100 million. And I'll just say this. I love Brian Branch. I would prioritize Brian Branch. I'd sign Brian Branch to something similar. John, as I sat down, I started ranking these like core pieces that we have here in Detroit and set the quarterback aside because quarterback's just inherently important. I'd put Branch in the top five. I would say it's Sewell, Hutch, St. Brown, Gibbs, and Brian Branch are my five most important non-quarterbacks for the Detroit Lions. Because it's obvious, protect the quarterback, hit the quarterback. Quarterback's best friend in the pass game is St. Brown. Gibbs is a big part of the identity, the explosive rushing. And I cannot say enough good things about Brian Branch because he isn't just a safety. The way he's deployed on this defense, the way NFL offenses have become very east and west as much as they are north and south, you need someone who can cover and play the run so that you're never at a disadvantage personnel-wise. Brian Branch can play in the slot as your nickel. He can play safety and cover down the field. He can be a blitzer. He can help in the run game. He is a chess piece that I don't know if you can quite put... a price on, but they're going to have to, and I hope that he's a guy they keep in all of this, even if it means losing guys I haven't mentioned.
Right, and just as an example, when you talk about it's not always the best at the position that makes the most.
Yeah.
And right now, Kyle Hamilton has set the market for the safety position. 4 years, $100 million. So it's an annual value of about $25 million. Amon-Ra St. Brown, last year, set the market for the receivers. And that was 2 days before the draft. He was the highest paid receiver for all of what, a day or 2 days, of, less than a week.
Very quick.
Before A.J. Brown set that. Where does Amon-Ra St. Brown rank right now?
Do you have it?
Yeah. Eighth.
Wow. I was going to guess like five or six.
No, he's eighth. Wow. You've got Terry McLaurin, who just signed his deal. You've got A.J. Brown, who did it right after Amon-Ra St. Brown. Garrett Wilson, DK Metcalf, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase. All make more than Amon-Ra St. Brown.
It's why Brad Holmes has tried to get deals done a year early as opposed to letting guys hit free agency and paying a premium.
Right.
And for Branch, next year will be the year for him to get paid.
Exactly, because he was not a first-round pick, so he doesn't have that fifth-year option. And I am 100% with you that it is vitally important for this defense. When you think about having Branch and Kirby Joseph back there, one of the things that makes this defense the possibility for them to be a top 10 defense, even a top 5 defense, is the secondary.
Yeah.
2 years ago, it was a disaster. Now we're talking about the best safety duo in the business. And you've got DJ Reed, Terrion Arnold, And nobody's going to sit there and say, well, it's the best combo of corners in the NFL. But Terrion Arnold takes a couple steps forward. Yeah. Throw Amik Robertson in there. It's a really good secondary.
Yeah. I mean, if you're ranking secondaries, I just offhand, I think Baltimore's in that short list and Detroit's right there too. And Baltimore just paid Kyle Hamilton. Right. So again, exactly. It's what you choose to prioritize. Do you agree with me that he's like a top five piece setting aside quarterback?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question.
So you'd have
about
him
that.
Ahead of even Kirby Joseph, who they already paid.
Yeah, I just said that. Yeah,
ahead of Jack Campbell.
Yes,
ahead of Aleem McNeil.
It's tougher to do what Brian Branch does, and you mentioned it's not just playing safety; it's playing nickel, it's rushing the quarterback, it's who he is as a player. And yeah, he's labeled as a safety, but it's harder to do what he does. If you lose him, it's a bigger loss than Aleem McNeil.
Yeah. And the antenna goes up. You see Kyle Hamilton get that record-setting deal. Let's get to the phones. Jay in Brighton. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing great. I think that you guys might be wrong about Davenport there.
I would love to be wrong. What are you seeing?
I mean, his talent as a disruptive pass rusher with the length and athleticism to play on the edge or slide inside, I think it could do well with Hutch out there. I mean, despite his injuries in his season, if he can stay healthy, I think he'll be a big help to the team.
Okay, Jay, I don't think either of us are denying if he's on the field, he can be a big force. The problem is the capital I along with the capital F of if he's on the field. He hasn't been throughout the course of his career.
That's a fair point. I just think he's going to tear it up. And unpopular opinion, I think we should get rid of J-Mo and trade for Mike Parsons.
Well, I don't know that Dallas is looking for another wide receiver. I mean, they've got CeeDee Lamb and they've got
the head case known as George Pickens.
Right.
But they're rolling the dice. No.
The issue for Dallas has not been their offense. The issue for Dallas has been defense, and they can't stop the run. If Micah Parsons isn't there, they can't rush the passer either.
They should just go in and get blank check and sign Micah Parsons and be done with it. No, that's more of a fantasy land trade. The Davenport point, okay? 6'6", long, heavy edge, right? Like, they view that edge. They want you to be a three-down guy. It's what they looked for with Sedarius at the deadline. On paper, great. Here's the problem. Game's not played on paper, and his skin may be made of paper, and he may have glass bones. Like, he doesn't play the game. He has played 2 games last year, 4 games the year before. And how about this? For his vote of if he's healthy, he can be a stud, his last healthy season was 2022. He played 15 games. John, do you know how many sacks he had that season?
No.
Half a sack. We are 4 years removed from his 9-sack season at 26 years old. The idea that our general manager is like goo goo gaga that it's going to happen this year and has no fallback plan feels silly.
It does. It's frustrating because, and I think Marcus Davenport, when healthy, is closer to the 9 sacks that he had at his peak versus the half a sack that he had in 22. I do think that he can be a force. The problem is, and you could talk about his ability to rush the passer. You could talk about his ability to stop the run, to his ability to be a three-down force. But the best ability, the only one that really matters, is availability.
So the roster spot is there for some reason, right?
Yes.
I mean, what are they doing? You know, it's like I don't recall a team really doing this. Now, we're close to the situation. Maybe other teams have done it, but it just seems odd, doesn't it?
So what typically happens is you make your 53, and maybe there's a spot or two that you want to leave open to claim from waivers. And that typically happens within 24 to 48 hours, right?
And they got two, but they didn't get three.
Well, they opened 4 spots with the Tim Patrick trade, which it felt like a lot, but hey, let's see it through. There's still one more, right? If we're doing the math right.
Yeah, it's like head scratching. It's like I can't think of anything that they would look to add besides an edge, or unless they were in QB3.
I don't think they're going to. I mean, the way Dan Campbell talked about it, I don't see that.
So what's it for?
I mean, look, I'm hoping it's Sedarius. We've spent so much airtime talking about it, and I feel like it's for good reason. It's a critical need. Davenport's not enough.
Because I would argue, the more you sit here and like somebody texts in, well, you know, wait until Davenport gets hurt and then go get Smith. Well, that's a dangerous game to play.
Because somebody else is going to pick him up before then.
And I would argue they got caught with their pants down with Carson Wentz. I would have rather had Carson Wentz as my backup quarterback.
And beyond that, I would argue if Davenport gets hurt against Cincinnati, I want someone to rush Joe Burrow that day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to worry about it next week. I want to win that day. Or if he gets hurt against Kansas City or Baltimore or Philly or against Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. I don't want to go, we'll solve it on Monday with the waivers. I want him in uniform with the pads and the helmet and he straps on the chin strap and goes after the quarterback.
I'm okay with the math equation that is QB2 in regards to, and I don't know what Carson Wentz ended up signing for, but to have Kyle Allen at a cheaper price, whatever it is, I know it's more than they're paying Kyle Allen. Kyle Allen does have starting experience, and he showed throughout the course of the preseason outside of the Hall of Fame game that he could be a capable quarterback that can get you out of a game.
248-539-9797. Heather's News, 2 Grand Slam, and Dear John. It's all coming up, 97.1.
Football is back, and I'm bringing you the tailgate must-have, Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're absolutely delicious and available in the convenient variety 8-packs. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation, so you can tailgate like a champ. Ask for it at your local bars and stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Before the 2 Grand Slam, Heather with the news.
Well, hundreds gathered in the Twin Cities on Wednesday night to mourn that Catholic school shooting that left 2 children dead and 17 others injured. The shooter attacked these students while they were in morning mass to celebrate the first week of school. So these little kids were literally praying. They were sitting in pews. This guy shot through the stained glass window. The gunman, identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman, formerly Robert Westman, died at the scene of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The 2 children who were killed, 8 and 10 years old, 14 of the 17 injured, were children as well, all between the ages of 6 and 15. I have seen one article. We don't know much about the victims yet. There's also some elderly, 3 elderly parishioners in their 80s were injured. But I have seen one article that identified one of the victims as a 13-year-old boy who was shot in the stomach. His mom is saying he is recovering. He had surgery. And obviously, they said they're praying for everyone involved, and they're going to be there to support their son. Authorities say that the shooter did not have a criminal history, still investigating the motive, but the shooter did release like a series of just really disturbing videos on YouTube, sharing this handwritten manifesto, going through this journal that was written in code, didn't want to be found out, but basically shared an infatuation with other mass shootings.
He's a sick individual.
Very much so. It's a tragic story.
And I know, you know, we can have the conversation about access to guns, but we also have to talk about mental health here, because that's the big issue. If he had no prior, you know, documented
criminal
issues,
histories.
then... We're not doing enough.
No. An East Point man who was just trying to get breakfast at McDonald's, and he ended up turning into a hero. So on July 10th, Devontae Pace was at McDonald's when the store manager, Jennifer Harris, was fatally stabbed. We talked a lot about this, by a disgruntled employee. That employee came back, stabbed the manager. Well, Pace jumped into action when he saw the suspect try to flee the building. And he said, screw the breakfast, I'm going to go make sure this girl doesn't get away. Chased her around the building, held her at gunpoint until police arrived. And now he is being honored by police. He received a plaque for outstanding service to the city of East Point. So
good for him.
Yeah. Very good. More of Michigan's youngest students are struggling with reading. New data released Wednesday shows that 61% of third graders and 57.6% of fourth graders did not pass the annual state assessment, marking a poorer performance compared to last year. And according to experts, third grade reading proficiency is a key indicator for future academic success and high school graduation rates. And research actually indicates that students who aren't reading proficiently by third grade are at a significant disadvantage and are more likely to drop out of school. So this is something we definitely need to figure out. Now, there is, I guess, not good news, but despite these declines in reading scores for grades 5 through 8, they showed an improvement with 8th graders achieving the highest proficiency rate at 65.3%. So there is increases in other grades. Obviously, they looked at everything. Math scores across the state showed progress for grades 4 through 7, but also showed some drops in both 3rd and 8th grade. I mean, you can go on and see all the data, but clearly we got to make sure we're helping the youth. Let's see. Yeah, they sure are. Would you like to sing the song?
No.
I know you like to sing. Hey, if you'd like
Someone has to on the show.
Be part of the Two Grand Slam, give us a call at 248-539-9797. You guys, the Michigan State men's basketball team will host the University of Arkansas in a non-conference game at the Breslin Center on Saturday, November 8th. The game will be part of a 2-year home-and-home series with the Razorbacks. So obviously the Spartans will go and play in Arizona next season. During their two previous matchups, the Spartans won both games. So.
Cool.
Go green.
Izzo's never afraid to schedule the non-con. Calipari, it'll be great.
Yeah. So Google says there's 4 big trends from 2025 that are already kind of fading away, including laboo-boos.
Oh, good.
Big trend, right? They peaked, they say, in June, held steady until July, and now kind of tanking. So they're kind of like Beanie Babies.
Yes. Stop the investment, I guess.
Yeah.
No longer an investment.
I think people are still cool. Like,
did your girls get into it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, it was also, you couldn't really like get them anywhere. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like you could walk into any store and buy one.
Right.
At least in Michigan. I don't even know where you could get one at. Where did your wife see it?
She was at 12 Oaks Mall, and I believe they were out of a vending machine.
Yeah. I feel like they might have had it at Great Lakes Crossing, too, one of the machines. Yeah. But they're not like easily accessible. You can't go to like a Target or a Walmart.
Funny because I was there the other day, maybe a couple weeks ago now. And I looked, and I'm like, well, the vending machine didn't even have them anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sold out?
Well, no, I mean, there's something else in it, yeah.
Also, things I had actually never even heard of. Lobster sweaters, apparently a big trend in 25.
Lobster sweater? Like actual sweaters with lobsters on them?
A cable knit sweater with a lobster on it, I guess, was super trendy. Bubble skirts, apparently, and beaded bags. Things I didn't even know were trending.
Yeah.
Okay. They're out. Your chance to win some money. Let's do it.
Well, we all know the rules of the game are super simple, right?
Yep.
10 questions in 60 seconds, get them all right, win $2,000. However, the game itself is not always simple. You got to have brains,
keep it simple.
Right?
Keep it easy.
You got to have knowledge. You also have to have confidence. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how our contestant does.
Yeah. Got to be awake, alert.
You do need to be competent, yes.
Yep.
Yes. Competence starts with dialing.
It's true.
Well, Ed got that part right. Ed in Washington Township, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing? Morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're passing our competency test.
So far.
Oh, baby, I'm wide awake going to work. I love you guys. You make my hour drive bearable in the morning.
Well, thank you. Right.
Excellent,
thank
you. Ed. I hope we can make your morning even better by giving you $2,000. If there is a question you don't know, say pass, and we'll get back to it. Okay, Ed, here we go. Who do the Tigers play tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, Tigers play. Oh, God. Pass.
Who is the starting quarterback for Michigan State?
Adrian Childs.
What is the capital of Minnesota?
Capital of Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Who led Michigan in rushing yardage last season?
Pass.
Where did Travis Kelce play in college?
I'm going to say Arizona State.
This artist had the 2014 hit Bad Blood.
Bad Blood. Pass.
This team currently has the best record in Major League Baseball.
Milwaukee Brewers.
Who won the Heisman Trophy last December?
Pass.
Who played Hawkeye in Avengers Endgame?
I know him. Pass.
Who led the NFL in sacks last season?
Myles Garrett.
Who do the Tigers play tomorrow night?
Kansas City Royals.
Who led Michigan in rushing yardage last season?
I forget his name. I'm sorry. Pass.
Who had the 2014 hit Bad Blood?
Ooh, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I got you with 3. That's tough.
Better than nothing, I guess.
It is.
Yeah, it is. And I do appreciate the fact that you had a lot of energy. That was
thank you.
Yes. I appreciate the energy.
My first time, so I was excited. I've tried for 5-6 years.
Yep. First time. Usually have a lot of energy.
As you go.
Hey. Not as much money as energy, but what the heck? What are you going to do, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, hang on the line because we'll make sure you get paid $75. And the Thursday Grand Slam, two Grand Slam, is brought to you by Femininio Law. Get David, get paid.
Let's go through this, John. The Tigers play the Royals tomorrow night. Yep. He got back to that one, got it right. The starting quarterback for Michigan State.
Aiden Childs. I thought he was back on track.
There you go. Capital of Minnesota. See, ooh, you can't just start listing all the cities.
No, and I know the Twin Cities, it's right there, but he said Minneapolis first, and then it said St. Paul.
We need
it's
to just.
Just St. Paul.
And it's probably the airport, too. It might be called the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport.
Oh, it is, yes.
Well, I mean, Twin Cities, it trips people up. Who led Michigan in rushing last year, John?
That would be Kalel Mullins, one of my favorite all-time Wolverines.
Where did Travis Kelce play in college?
He said Arizona State. Not even close.
He's a Midwest guy.
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. And then we thought that would tip you off if you didn't know the artist that had the 2014 hit
obviously,
Bad Blood.
Ed wasn't a Swiftie. It's Taylor Swift.
T-Swift. Team currently has the best record in Major League Baseball. He knows that.
Yes, Milwaukee Brewers.
That's right. Who won the Heisman last December. He didn't get back to it.
He said he knew it, but he didn't get back. Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know this one. Hawkeye in Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, I didn't either. Jeremy Renner.
Mm-hmm. Good guess. Who led the league in sacks last year?
Who did he guess? Miles Garrett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good guess.
Yeah. A good guess, yes. But we've been talking a lot about another guy who's led the NFL in sacks, Trey Hendrickson, last 2 years.
Back-to-back seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's your two Grand Slam, your chance to win $2,000 twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:25. Coming up next, it's Dear John. We're also going to talk a little Tiger baseball at 8:02. Something or nothing. What's going on? It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit. John,
nope.
It's me, right?
Yep.
It's Heather. Did you know military veterans in our area are holding on to millions in debt? That's why Verizon is partnering with the Detroit Lions to tackle it head on. At Verizon, they know how valuable veterans are. They employ over 8,000 of them, and they don't want to see veterans held back by financial debt. So they're stepping up, committing to eliminate up to $1 million in veteran debt in the greater Detroit area this year. Plus, for every Lions win, an additional $100,000 will be eliminated. And that's not all. Verizon is giving active military and veteran families a special mobile plan discount starting at just $25 per line a month for 4 lines on unlimited welcome. And they're backing it with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Verizon is freeing some of our best from financial burdens. Stop by a Verizon store to learn more and see how they're honoring our veterans today. Discount for personal lines only for military and veterans. Approved verification documents required. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to Founders sponsoring Dear John. We've got questions for John Jansen today from the people. You can submit yours, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. Your subjects, your topics, bad friend, cleaning up the mess, ex-wife versus current wife.
Ooh.
You think it's a no-brainer. Losing weight is the last one.
Okay.
We'll start with bad friend. Dear John, my friend who has kids pulled me aside recently and said she's upset that I haven't come to more of her kids' events. For context, I don't have any kids. She wanted me to go to more birthdays, sporting events, and school plays. I was taken aback. They're not my kids. And while I think it'd be nice to go, I don't think it should be an expectation. Am I being a bad friend?
No, I don't think you're being a bad friend. I mean, it depends on some of it. How often are you around? Do the kids call you,
Aunt or Julie? Uncle? Yeah.
Yeah. If that's the case, and you care about your friend, you should care about their family and go to some, especially the birthday parties. But sporting events are, kids' sporting events can be a little bit tedious at times. I don't know, does it say how old the kids are?
It doesn't.
But there's so many of them. You got your own life.
Right.
But again, if you're invested in the friend who has kids in their life, and it's not just, a girl's night out. It's, yes, I'm invested in them and their family. I know the kids. I would think you'd want to see some of that. But you're not a bad friend if you don't go.
I agree with you. I'm thinking back, to my friends that have kids. Like, I've been to dance recitals and some sporting events and definitely birthdays. If they're at their house, in particular.
Yeah.
But when the kids get a little bit older, they don't really want parents or parents' friends there. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I disagree with that. So, yeah, because, like, you know, Ruby's basketball. Like, Stoney showed up to
sporting events different. I meant birthday parties.
Oh, birthdays, yeah. Yeah.
Like, when you're 14 and you're doing your friend's birthday, you don't want, like, there's mom's friend, so-and-so, hanging out in the corner. That's kind of weird. But I don't think you're a bad friend for not showing up.
But if you have referred to them your entire life as, you know, Aunt Heather, then I think that's a little bit different. I don't think it's weird that they're there. I don't think they, you know, feel weird about it. They're coming, you know, to be with. It's a distraction for your mom.
If you do a family birthday at home, that's okay. But if it's like the kid's birthday, they're like doing it at a hotel pool or something.
They're going to play like laser tag.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you don't need to be there.
You don't need to be there for that.
So I thought this was interesting because I haven't reached this point yet. Like, we don't have kids and our friends aren't yet at that stage yet. And I would feel like I don't have to go to stuff, but I think it would be like all the benefits of having kids with none of the responsibilities.
Sure.
Like, you can go and be like proud of these kids and like give them cool gifts, and then you don't have to take care of any of the problems. Yeah.
Yeah, you could be the cool aunt.
Yes,
like that. And so blood matters, but you don't have to be blood to be you know called aunt or uncle. And it is it's awesome to be able to take some of your friends' kids. Like, if you want to go for ice cream after a game, like, hey, let's go. Mom said, you know, no ice cream, but hey, here's a big banana split with extra, you know, whipped cream on top because I'm cool.
Next
one. All right. Next one is cleaning up the mess. Dear John, I just got married a month ago. We've been living together for 3 years. I do everything around the house, cook, clean, laundry, even handle the bills. Says we split the bills. Her excuse for never helping me was she was always busy with wedding stuff. Well, now that that's over, she still does nothing. I've tried the talk. What's next? Leave a mess, do nothing, or get loud? Signed, Anthony.
Ooh, Anthony. Well, this is something that there's excuse. There's always going to be an excuse. If she used the excuse of, well, I'm preparing for the wedding, then the next excuse is just whatever is next that is busy in her life. Well, I'm working all the time. Okay, well, so am I. Okay, leave the mess. Or push the mess into like her area of, if it's in the room, you know, your room that you, I would assume that you share.
Yeah, but can you out mess someone who's okay with not cleaning?
That's.
And you got to live with it.
What was she like before you got engaged? I mean, that's, if she was she clean? Did she live at home with her parents? Did she live on her own? Because if she was clean before, she can be clean again. But if she was always messy.
Right,
she's going to always.
You knew that going into it.
She's probably
something you're going to have to live with.
Messy. Yeah,
but at the same time, there is like you have to contribute some. Like if she's refusing to do anything,
and she,
how odd is she?
Anthony, let us know. Send a follow up email.
Yeah, send picture.
Could you imagine we start getting emails with people like, just for context, hand John a photo of her. I don't know what he's supposed to do. You want to move on?
Yeah.
Ex-wife versus current wife. It's a little longer one. It says, Dear John, I was married and it lasted 16 years. We had 3 kids together and spent a lot of time and money at Disney. It became the thing we did. Since the divorce, my ex and I have remained close, mostly for the kids. Back in 2019, I did a run in Disney and have done it every year since. In 2021, I asked my son if he wanted to come. My ex heard about it and showed up to cheer him on. She was impressed and has signed up to do the run as well for 2026. It's a 4-day event. Her husband is supportive. Our kids think it's awesome. My current wife isn't thrilled. There's nothing funny going on. We're not going to be together. My wife would prefer my ex not come. But I don't feel it's my place to tell her she can't. She can do what she wants. And I'm certainly going to do it. It's my thing. What do I do? Do I ask my ex not to come? Feel like I'm in a no-win situation. It's signed Dopey in Oxford.
Yeah, if your current wife, if it makes her uncomfortable, then yeah, I think you actually have that conversation with your ex and say, hey, this is a weird situation. Sorry, but I would prefer that you're not there. You can't prevent her from going, but right. You can certainly put up barriers that would help make your current wife more comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, how many people are going to be running in this Disney run? I bet a lot.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you can set boundaries with her and say, hey, it's great you want to run in this. Go for it. But I don't think we should be running together. I don't think we should be doing this as a team.
And Disney's a big property. Like, hey, you know, you're staying somewhere far removed from where we are. But and
the mom's going to want to run with the son, right? And the son's going to want to run with the dad.
Oh, is the son's running too?
Yeah.
Oh.
The son's been doing it since 21. That's where it's messy.
Okay.
So then it gets into, okay, well, like, you know, whose weekend is it? And I mean, there's... Divorce is messy.
What if you invite the current wife? She doesn't have to run, but then she can be on the trip and see, like, hey, nothing nefarious is going on.
Oh, so she can spend more time with the ex.
John, I'm trying. Yeah.
I know.
This is where it gets weird.
No, this is where it gets weird. No, and I appreciate your input. But if it makes your current wife uncomfortable, then you need to have that conversation with your ex. And if the relationship is good enough, your ex will say, all right, yes, it's fine. I will step away, or I'll do it, you know, somewhere else. Or I think you have to have that conversation.
But being involved with a partner who is divorced with children, you also have to know going into it that you are going to have interactions with the ex-wife because of the kids.
Sure, yes. At graduations, at, you know, family events.
Well, it's a family tradition. They were doing this when the kids were growing up going to Disney.
Okay, yeah, once you get divorced, those family traditions go out the window.
Okay.
It's a tough situation. Yeah. Last one, losing weight. Dear John, I dated a girl for almost 8 years of my early teens and into my 20s. Long story short, she was growing as a person. She was getting healthier, etc., and I was not. We split up 2 years ago. I'm now 25, and I've not been able to get myself out of this hole. My goal is to not get her back. My goal is to get healthier and be more confident so that I can finally move on. I'm 25, weigh just about 300 pounds. I can't control my eating habits. I desperately want to lose weight and get into shape and start settling down and find a girl to marry and start a family. But I need to get my confidence and my self-esteem up by losing at least 20 pounds. Where do I start?
Well, I would say first thing, start with sleep habits. And people overlook that all the time. If you're not getting enough rest, then it is really hard to control those urges when you want to eat. Everything becomes stress, and there's a lot of people that just are stress eaters. So first of all, take a look at your sleep habits. Get yourself at least 8 hours of sleep a night, and then set a schedule. When you go to the grocery store, hey, it's not all of the high processed foods. It's the foods that you can get in the produce section. It's at the meat counter. Those are the type of things that you need to eat. And you'll find that once you get away from a lot of the sugary foods, a lot of those things, it's going to hurt for a week because you will have sugar cravings. Mm-hmm. But once you get through that, if this is that important to you, you are going to have to set yourself up for success. So things in the fridge, things at the home that are only healthy to eat.
That's a great that you can help yourself from yourself. Shop on the outer parts of the store. Avoid the inner snacks and temptations and treats. The other thing I'd say is, like they say to quit smoking, it takes 2 to 3 weeks. The habits, you got to go 2 to 3 weeks to get into the routine of this and stick with it. One other trick that I found when I lost weight was we always eat more than we think we should. You don't have to eat until you're stuffed. Eat until you're not hungry and then sit on it, and you'll be surprised that you don't need to eat as big a portions.
And all I would say, on top of everything you're talking about, the healthy diet, meal prepping, find a buddy to go to the gym with. Yeah. Or if you can't go to the gym, to walk around the neighborhood with. Find a buddy, because I do think having somebody to work out with or be active with is super helpful. It motivates you because they're going to say, let's go, and you're going to have to go.
Yeah, I mean... The last thing I'll say is you can't out-train a bad diet. So it's sleep number one. It's what you're eating, what's around the house. And then after that, start working on it. Go for walks. That's a great way to start.
Send them in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's DearJohn 97.1.
Hey, summer is in its waning moments. It's a little bit cooler today. Maybe you're getting ready to turn on the heat, or you're still hoping to use the AC. Don't wait. Whatever you need, call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house. They'll do the same thing for yours. Upgrade your system now and save up to $1,000. Give them a call for details and schedule a free in-home estimate. You're going to love them when they show up. Same-day service is available. All you have to do is call before noon. You want to find more information? It's there on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Ticket text pouring in on Dear John. Some of your reaction to the advice that John handed down this week. 8 o'clock, we're going to get into the Tigers. Something or nothing. Swept by the A's. 4-game losing streak. And Casey Mize, don't look now.
Mm-hmm.
Last 8 starts. Whatever not you think its ERA great. Is, it's higher than that. Okay, ticket texters. It says, I feel bad when I hear Cookies give takes on kids. Just no clue how awesome it is to be a dad. Signed, a dad in Waterford.
No one knows what they don't know. I mean,
right.
You wouldn't know. You have no idea because you're not a dad. And that's okay.
Yes. If that's the decision that you want to make,
yeah.
Like there are a lot of parents that shouldn't be parents. And I'm not saying you would be one of those,
right.
But if you got to want to do it.
That's my thing. Like you should want to be a parent.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're not going to be a good parent. Texter says, you're definitely a bad friend if you don't go to your friends, kids, sporting events, birthday parties, etc. You're single without kids. You have nothing but time. Go be a good friend. Jim has the right idea.
So they're specifically calling you out.
No, they're saying I have the right idea to like, you get all the good and none of the bad.
Yeah.
Show
sure.
up and still like, yeah. take advantage. But at the same time, I don't feel like you should be pressured to because you didn't sign up to have kids.
No, but it just depends on how much that individual means to you.
Yeah.
If they mean a lot to you, then their family also means something to you. You don't have to go to every event, but showing up every once in a while, showing up for your friend is a part of that.
Yeah, it depends. Like if you have nothing going on, I mean, it's excuse to get out of the house and do something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe you meet someone.
There you go. Hotness factor, John. You often cite it will only carry the first year or two of a relationship. Hot people with annoying behavior become less attractive with time. That's signed,
yes,
Tom.
Yes. No, I know. That's kind of, you know, it's people expect at some point I'm going to ask that question. And it's a legitimate question in certain situations.
I think at some point we're just going to get 4 of these where it's going to be a picture of their spouse and say, John, is my wife hot?
Oh, we're gonna play hot or not?
Hot or not?
Oh, God.
Was that a website?
Yes,
hotornot.com. Yeah.
Stoney actually did it live on the air.
He did not.
No, yes, really?
Like I can't see him, Stoney.
Right. Would he actually critique them too?
Yes.
And be like, yeah.
But the listener couldn't see him.
Oh my
goodness.
So it's
just terrible radio.
So he's then describing her. Oh boy.
Talking about
only Stoney could do that and make it radio that you'd want to listen to.
By far, the most response was on that complicated Disney situation about the kids and the run and the ex and the current wife. The current wife needs to relax or start running.
Well, I disagree with that. If it makes her uncomfortable, then I mean, the easiest solution is that the dad finds a different one to run with his son. And there is a world where if you have... At some point, divorces are not amicable, but at some point, if you have an amicable relationship at, you know, however far down the road it is, that you need to be able to show your son, your kids, in this case his son, that you can be friendly in public. But I just think if it makes your current wife uncomfortable, then don't do it.
This text says the new wife needs to grow the bleep up. Like you're going to have to accept that this woman is going to be in your life and you have to not be insecure that she's going to steal him back from you.
I don't think that's it. I don't
think
then
what's
think
the harm in them spending time with the kid at a shared event at a thing they've been doing since they were, I don't know, it's like 16
yeah,
years.
Yeah, but his ex-wife wasn't running the race until, I mean, there could be an issue where she, you know, is worried that the son is getting too close to him versus her.
Right.
All of those things play a factor.
The Disney IP sucks these days. It definitely wouldn't be romantic at all. What's IP? Is that like the race? Is it?
It must be.
Okay.
I don't think it's meant to be romantic.
Property?
Yeah, but that doesn't really fit there. Is he saying like this isn't going to draw, it's not going to get the couple back together because they're doing this race?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It's a run, not a family photo. She needs to relax. Again, terrible advice. You will start a war with your ex if you try to use your current wife as a reason your ex shouldn't come to your kid's event. Obviously, you guys are not divorced.
Well,
John
is. Yeah,
he's the expert on that.
There's no expert on it.
Run in Disney. The stepmom needs to look at through the eyes of the kids. If they were part of the package, deal with it. Dan in St. Clair.
We just got this text in. John's new segment, Rate My Wife.
Oh, God. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's a solid 7. gives feedback.
Yeah. Oh, the look I just got from Heather. It was a joke.
Because all I think about is when off air they were rating all the women on the Golden Bachelor.
You need to be clarifying who they were.
Those people?
It was awful. Silence.
Tex says the last guy should do the Disney run. Problem solved.
Oh, well, he's got to train for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely got to do some training for that.
Says for the guy with the weight loss, tell ChatGPT to give you a 7-day meal plan for whatever kind of diet you want, Mediterranean, calories, etc., and it will help you base your grocery list off of that.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. I mean, the ChatGPT can't help with that, but it really comes down to, you know, just self-discipline. And that's, it's not an easy thing to do. Trust me.
John in Florida says, I agree with all the weight loss tips, especially doing it with somebody else. My wife and I did a weight loss journey together before our wedding, and it made it way easier than going it alone.
You need a buddy.
You see, he was on hold.
Oh,
the Godfather. Stoney. Good morning.
You know, even when I'm on the New Jersey Turnpike, you guys would make fun of me. Hot or not hot. I love that.
So Stoney, okay.
What up, boys and girls?
Hey, what's Stoney.
Up? Hey, so you're on the Jersey Turnpike?
Yes, driving from North Jersey to Philadelphia. I have to take my mom to the doctor, and then we have the wedding. My sister's daughter, my niece, gets married on Sunday.
So. Congratulations.
Okay, is there anybody driving next to you?
No, it's wonderful.
Oh, I was going to say, we could give us a live hot or not hot.
Well, it would only be my wife, so she's hot.
Smart man.
That's the only woman that would be probably driving next to me, or my daughters, but they're not.
No, I'm not talking about in the car. I'm talking about the car next to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm not asking you to rate your wife or your mom.
All right.
Or your daughters.
Hold on, I'm in the middle.
He's going to try to find the next.
The speed up or slow down.
Stoney, I love you.
I don't want to get an accident.
Could you imagine?
As Gov would know, I'm such a good driver to begin with, let alone trying to find hot babes on the New Jersey Turnpike while going 70 miles an hour.
This should be the new segment. Not John rating, but Stoney behind the wheel driving around Metro Detroit rating people. And then if we get an accident, it's epic radio.
By the way, the best thing about being out of town was I didn't get to watch the Tigers the last 3 days.
Oh God, Stoney, we're gonna do something or nothing in the 8 o'clock hour. What do you think?
I think it's something only because their starting pitching is pathetic right now, except for Scooble, obviously. I think it's time to maybe put Melton in the rotation to see what the hell happens.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that, but the issue is, you know, how much are they going to manage his innings being a young pitcher?
Yeah. By the way, your Marcus Davenport, and I agree with that, with everything you say, except one thing. It might not be Brad Holmes. It could be Dan Campbell. Don't forget, he has as much impact on this as anybody. And Dan had him in New Orleans. So
yes.
Maybe this is a Dan Campbell thing, not a Brad Holmes thing. I don't know. You know, they're so in some, you know, they're together so much in what they think. So it's probably both of them. And John, you need, because Lisa loves tennis. I went to the U.S. Open the other night. You should go. It's great.
Oh, great. Yeah. You know what? That's on the bucket list. I think you and I talked about that before. It's certainly on the bucket list. It's been fun to watch it at home.
Yeah, I went once, like in the '80s, but it's a lot bigger and different than it was back then. I actually had to make a decision because the U.S. Open, we parked in a parking lot between Citi Field when the Mets were playing the Phillies and the U.S. Open, and I said, you know what? I've seen so many baseball games in my life. Let's do the tennis. So
Stoney. As much as we'd like to keep you company on the rest of your drive in, we're going to let you go. It's always good to hear from you.
Take time.
Thanks, Stoney.
Yep. We always love hearing from you.
Heather.
Yes.
Stoney!
Heather, you have to look up this drink that I had at the U.S. Open. You'd love it. It's called the Honey Deuce.
Oh.
D-E-U-C-E.
Okay. Yes.
Honey Deuce.
I'll look it up.
We will look it up.
Melon balls. Yes.
Yes. Thank you for enunciating.
Yes, I did. I had, well, that word gets mispronounced in songs, as I know.
How much did it cost you? Aren't they really expensive, those drinks?
Yes. Like, yeah, but I did one. These people are, there are people who are drinking like 10 of them. It's like $23 a drink. It's crazy.
Ballers. Jeez. Oh. Quite literally.
No kidding. Melon ballers. Stoney, we love it. Good stuff. The legend himself, the Godfather. Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt like Wednesdays with Wojos. We just ran him through the whole show sheet. That was wonderful. We are going to talk a little more about Marcus Davenport and the infatuation with him as the roster gets closer to being set. We have a Lions Factor Fiction in the 8 o'clock hour and Something or Nothing is next, 97.1.